Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. Welcome to you all English language learners. Welcome to Adept English, where you can listen to real, authentic, spoken English, learn about new subjects, and have English lessons in the form of podcasts. I was going to say that I hope if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're having a good summer. However, the news is that perhaps over much of Europe, the summer is a little bit too hot. There's a heat wave. This may have happened by the time you hear this podcast, but this weekend, Madrid is supposed to have 40 degrees Celsius, 39 degrees in Berlin, and even 33 degrees in London on Saturday. I'm going to be in London on Saturday. I shall take water with me, I think. Anyway, a short podcast today. How about I share with you a phrase which I keep hearing? I've noticed my daughters say this a lot. I'll give you some examples of the types of conversation where you may hear it used. So I might say to my 16-year-old daughter, "Have you applied for your provisional driving license yet?" And she'll say, "Oh no, I haven't done it yet. I must do that." And I'll reply, "Because we've had this conversation several times, when your 17th birthday comes in a few weeks' time, you'll want to start your driving lesson straight away." And she'll say, "Oh yeah, 100%. So that's a typical mother-daughter conversation, isn't it? To my knowledge, she's still not put in her application for her provisional driving license. That's the one you use when you're learning to drive. But the point of telling you this, well, that last sentence, she says, "Oh yeah, 100%. So what does that mean? Well, I think what she is saying is that she is 100% in agreement with me. She will want to start driving lessons on her 17th birthday. So it may be obvious to you what this phrase 100% means. She's saying yes, absolutely, or yes, very much so. But just in case you're not sure, what is percent? Well, you'll have this in your language because it's mathematics. The sign for percent or percentage is a slash with a little circle above on the left and another little circle down on the right. If you're not sure what I'm describing here, have a look at the transcript at adeptenglish.com. You'll soon see it then. So when we say 100%, it's as though we're using an adverb. It's an adverbial phrase, and that means completely. A percentage is what you might receive as your mark after an exam or a test. People might say, "What did you get?" And the reply is, "Oh, I got 75%, or I got 46%. It was a pass." So mathematically, we're talking about, if we made the total possible score 100, how many did you score? What percentage did you get? Percentages are also useful when we're talking about statistics. Earlier in the week, in the podcast about diabetes, I was saying things like, "Well, apparently only 10% of people with diabetes, that's 1 in 10, have type 1. And 90% of people with diabetes have type 2, etc., etc." So another way of saying 10% that we use is to say 1 in 10. Or for 90%, we might say 9 out of 10. There's a really well-known comedy show on UK television called 8 out of 10 Cats. There's also 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, which is even better, actually. If you live in the UK, you might know that one. So 8 out of 10 cats is the same as saying 80% of cats. Why do we have a television program called 8 out of 10 Cats? Well, it's after an advert for cat food, Whiskers cat food, actually. And the line was, eight out of 10 owners said their cat preferred Whiskers. Quite why that's the title of a comedy program, I'm not sure, but it is. Anyway, I digress. So, when do you say percent and when do you say percentage? Well, that's a confusing question for English language learners. If you're talking about a specific number, so it might be 120% or 5% or 85%, you use either percent, P-E-R-C-E-N-T, or that little percentage sign that I described to you. And the word percent doesn't have a hyphen or a space in the middle. It's one word, P-E-R-C-E-N-T. And you would use percentage, so that's P-E-R-C-E-N-T-A-G-E. You'd use that as a noun when you're talking about percentage without a specific number. So you might say a higher percentage of students are living in private rental houses this year, or a large percentage of people have cars. So percentage is when it's general and there's no number attached. And when you're using a specific number, we say percent. I hope that's cleared that up. So what about some more examples of where you might hear 100% said to mean I'm in complete agreement? It's sometimes used instead of a simple yes, but it tends to mean yes and I'm full of enthusiasm for it. Enthusiasm is a noun which means that feeling you get when you really like something or you really, really want to do something. Like I have enthusiasm for Adept English, for example. Are you going to the party tonight? 100% I'll be there. Did you enjoy the film? 100% it was brilliant. Do you think that the girl in the corner is pretty? 100% I wish I looked like that. And so on. I'm sure you get the idea. Anyway, that's a phrase for you and some input on the terms percent and percentage, which you may come across in your English language test. It's the sort of thing sometimes that you have to discuss in those tests, so it's useful to know. If you like what we're doing, but you find the podcast difficult, have a look at our 500 Most Commonly Used Words course. This course is aimed at those people who just need to bring up the level a little to be able to do the podcasts. This course can be bought easily, immediately on our website at adeptenglish.com, and it'll give you practice at the most commonly used words in English. Once you know these words well enough to be able to use them, to speak them yourself, then you are really beginning to be good at the language. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.